She's certainly best known for her memoir, Under a Tuscan Sun, which spawned several books in this look at the Italian countryside. And she's also written about her life in the Bay Area, San Francisco, which is where she was based for years. But now she's come home to talk about her book, Under Magnolia, A Southern Memoir. And it's a look at her family's life in Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Where exactly is that?
It's Mid-South Georgia, you know, in the heart of Dixie. So Frances Mays, she brings this kind of brilliant eye for detail and cultural landscape that's made her such a phenomenon looking at Italy. And she brings that same eye to lovely Fitzgerald, Georgia, and her childhood and the cultures she left behind.
Couldn't ask for a more perfect setting for this event.
Yeah, she's going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And again, the name of that book is Under Magnolia, A Southern Memoir by Frances Mays.
Our next event is one rescheduled from earlier this year.
Yes, I wanted to make a quick mention. We talked about Malcolm Gladwell coming to town back in February, and his event was rescheduled due to Snowmageddon. I believe it was Snowmageddon 1. But he is going to be at the Atlanta Symphony Hall tomorrow night at 7:30 in an event put together by Acapella Books. And for full disclosure, I must mention that it is sponsored by the Decatur Book Festival. And the name of his book, again, is David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants.
One of our next two co-authors experienced a major life change just last year.
Yeah, Jeff Bowman became world famous in the most tragic of ways a year ago this week when he was a victim of the Boston Marathon bombing. Bowman is at the Carter Library this Wednesday, the one-year anniversary of the event, to talk about his book, Stronger, which he co-wrote with Brett Witter. In the memoir, he talks about the moment when he locks eyes with the actual bomber as he's placing the bag and looks down and sees the bag. And just as he's about to say something, the bomb goes off and it's literally at his feet now. And it blew both of his legs off. And the world became very familiar with Jeff Bowman's face when that really iconic picture of him in the wheelchair being wheeled off and aided by the famous man in the cowboy hat, Carlos Arredondo. It's really a book that's a look at that moment, but also a tribute to the people that saved him and the people that have helped him recover and go through the rehab and all of that over the past year. And it's a look ahead from him as well.
And this is taking place at the Carter Center.
Yes, this is at the Carter Library. It is Jeff Bowman and Brett Witter. The name of the book is Stronger. And this is Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Well, Darren, nothing like ending up the week with a birthday.
Yeah, this is a whole other kind of anniversary that is really a joyful one. This Friday, the Atlanta Writers Club is celebrating their 100th birthday. This is such an important kind of an under-discussed cultural institution in Atlanta, the Atlanta Writers Club. It's been pivotal in the careers of so many writers over the years. It's a networking opportunity. There's been many writers that have gotten their professional careers kickstarted through the programs of evaluation and camaraderie, and also they bring in agents from New York to evaluate manuscripts. So it's a very nuts and bolts kind of organization that lets you know how to get it done, you know, and it supports people that are working through this process. And you know, it's the 100th anniversary. To mark the event, the great writer Augustine Burroughs is coming, and he's going to be kind of doing a wide-ranging talk. And if you've never seen him, he's an absolutely hilarious speaker, as all his memoirs are, probably best known for Running with Scissors. But he's a great writer and a great presenter. This is going to be a wonderful gala of a night. It's at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center over on Mean Street, kind of over there on the west side. That's Friday night. Check out the Atlanta Writers Club website for more details.